just to review Perek Beis Halacha Zayin for a second. Ellie could join right in next to me, Perek Beis Halacha Zayin, and connects to Perek Beis Halacha Ches. So the Rambam says, "B'yom HaKippurim ispalo b'chol tefila mechamesh tefilos." Again, the extra tefila on Yom Kippur being the tefilas hane'ila, which is the tefilas hatzom, which is why we're careful to try, at least in theory, to finish it by Shkia. That's not so much observed in Chutz Laretz because we don't have Birchas Kohanim and we're afraid that people will be mechalal Yom Kippur, so we extend it out to Tzeis. But b'yom HaKippurim ispalo b'chol tefila mechamesh tefilos sheva brachos. Again, the shalosh rishonos v'shalosh acharonos are inviolable. V'emtzais me'in hayom v'chosim ba melech al kol ha'aretz. Again, malchus continues to be a major theme of Yom Kippur, and not just of Rosh Hashanah. Mekadesh Yisrael, not v'hazmanim, but because of the distinct kedusha of Yom Kippurim, Mekadesh Yisrael v'Yom Kippurim. Again, you still need to say Mekadesh Yisrael, because the kedusha of all the moadim and the zmanim is taloi, is contingent upon the fact that there's kedusha Yisrael. HaChodesh Hazel Lachem, God entrusted and mandated the Jewish people to be Mekadesh Zmanim. V'imchalius b'Shabbos, chosim b'chol tefila mehen melech al kol aretz, Mekadesh HaShabbos v'Yisrael v'Yom HaKippurim. Again, to reiterate, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Mekadesh HaShabbos. That does not depend on the Jewish people, because the pasuk at the very beginning of Parshas Bereishis says, V'yivarech Elokim es Yom HaShavi'i, Vayikadesh Osel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekadesh Shabbos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekadesh Yisrael. From that point on, it's up to us to invest the entire world with Kedusha. At that point, God retired from investing things with Kedusha. He wasn't disinterested, but just like we talk about Avraham receiving the brachos from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, until now, the brachos in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from that point on, the brachos in the hands of Avraham Avinu, so too with Kedusha. B'medvar mamurim b'yom tzom shel kol shana, aval yom tzom shel shnas yovel, but every 50 years, on Yom Kippur, mispalo tefilas hamusaf in teisha brachos, kemosha mispalo b'musaf Rosh Hashanah. In other words, you have malchios, zechonos, and shofros. V'hein osana brachos atzman below pachos v'lo yosar. It's exactly the same. It's not a different set of three that you add. It's malchios, zechonos, and shofros. V'hein mispalo nosam elo bizman shayovel noeg. And you only do this, even if you knew exactly when the yovel was. We don't have the exact count of the yovel right now. But even if you had the count of the yovel, and you didn't know, and yovel was still not being practiced, let's say because the entire Jewish people wasn't in the land of Israel, bismansha yoshevea aleha, as we say about the yovel, you wouldn't follow this pattern. You'd say the regular musaf of Yom Kippur. So does anybody remember why, when it comes to Yom Kippur of the yovel year, we recite the musaf we normally associate with Rosh Hashanah? What do we say? There's this expression in the Chazal that everybody here should know. Looking around the room. Excellent. Shava yovel Rosh Hashanah litkia ula brachos. We learned the very existence of a shofar on Rosh Hashanah from yovel. Ve'avar to shofar tura. We learned the fact that it's pshuta lafaneha upshuta lachara. We learned the fact that it's shalosh, that you have to do it three times. And we also learned the fact that the brachos, the malchios, zechornos, and shofros should be the same. Rav Rosenzweig always likes to make the diuk that when the Rambam refers to Yom Kippur, sometimes he calls it Yom Tzom. A day is defined by the Tzom. So this is one of those examples. Yom Tzom Shel Shnas HaYovel. He doesn't call it Yom Kippur. He calls it Yom Tzom Shel Shnas HaYovel. A halacha test. Bechol tefila mina tefilos. This is very important. Poseach kodem levracha rishona ve'omer Hashem svasai tiftach ufi yagi tilasecha. So before the bracha rishona, Bechol tefila mina tefilos, you need to say Hashem svasai tiftach ufi yagi tilasecha. Uchushechosem besof hatefila omer yulu ratzoni meifi ve'hegel nibil fanecha Hashem tziri v'goli ve'achar kach tzoei le'achrav. It's crystal clear, Akiva, from the words of the Rambam, that Hashem Svasai Tiftach and Yehilu Ratzon are integrated into the tefillah. To use the language of the Gemara, refers to this as tefillah arichta. Don't think that it's a preamble to the tefillah, but it's part of the tefillah itself. The Rav was very careful about that. He felt that the Chazan should say Hashem Svasai Tiftach out loud. Bechol tefillah min ha-tefillah. So you're already talking about in the tefillah itself. Poseach kodem lebracha rishona. It's true. It's before the bracha rishona, but I think it's still fundamentally part of tefillah. Ve'omer Hashem Svasai Tiftach. And when you're chosem, before you take three steps back, Yularatzon Reifi, again making a fundamental argument that Yularatzon and Hashem Svasai Tiftach should be conceptualized as part of tefillah, and that's why it's not a problem. Think about Hashem Svasai Tiftach V'yagit Yilzecha. Comes up the Gemara Brachos Daf Dalad, Gemara Brachos Daf Tes. What's the question there? Shouldn't that be a problem of excellent Yehuda? Isn't that a hefzik between Smichas Gula and tefillah? You have to go Gal Yisrael immediately into your tefillah. The Gemara says, Ketfila Richta Dam, it's considered part of your tefillah, which is a very important idea. The Rabbeinu Manoach, just 1 second, Daniel, Rabbeinu Manoach points out here, and this is extremely important, that that raises the question about Kishem Hashem Ekra Vugoda Lelokenu. The Rav never said Kishem Hashem Ekra, because the Rambam doesn't have Kishem Hashem Ekra, the Gemara doesn't have Kishem Hashem Ekra. So even though we relegate it to situations where there won't be a problem of Smichas Geula L'Tfilah, namely Tfilas HaMincha, the Rav, based on the Rambam, was careful not to say Kishem Hashem Ekra. We're not paskening for anybody here. Everybody should do the minhag of their family. But it should be noted that it's not part of the Rambam. We will pick it up there, Mirtz Hashem, and Matan Daniel. Question.
Does Tira Yehira Sa'od occur before or after?